experiences or the changes he may have undergone during his time away, she remains steadfast in her love and anticipations. Well, listeners, here is Mudia Arau performed by Nurul Fadila Hamid. Enjoy.
listener as Kempo Ceret is one of the legendary Solo culinary delights because there are not many traders selling this culinary anymore. But you don't have to worry if you are already in Solo and want to taste this traditional culinary. Although it is a popular culinary delicacy in Solo, in certain places, there are still traders selling this as Kempol Ceret, such as in the Gede Market, Lawayan Market, and in the Manahan Field. Some call as Kempol Ceret is beverage because of its refreshing presentation. But there are also those who call it food because it is filling when enjoyed. The basic ingredients of this typical beverage are rice flour and glutinous rice flour. To make es kempol ceret, we have to soak rice flour first. Then it is shaped into small balls like meatballs and then steamed. Therefore, some people call gempol as rice meatball, because it is round made of rice and its white color. According to the story, gempol comes from the word jempol because it uses the fingers. Ceret is also made from rice flour, which is made into dough and then formed into thin sheets resembling wonton. Afterwards, it is also steamed until cooked. Finally, for presentation, in a medium-sized bowl, the gempol ceret is aided with coconut milk, which is made from thin coconut milk and sugar. You can add shaved ice or ice cubes that are broken into small pieces. As a variation, you can also add pieces of jackfruit or green sticky rice tapi. For one bowl of es kempol ceret, you only need to pay 5,000 rupiah. It is quite affordable, isn't it?
Sedang sendiri, ku coba renungi, ingin apa aku ini? Tak pernah mengerti sampai kini ku sadari, aku tetap tak peduli, hanya aku jalani hidup ini. Melamun sendiri, mau apa aku ini? Tak kupahami, semua orang pasti ingin dapat raih bahagia. Kalau hanya itu aku pun telah mengerti.
Kadang ingin pergi, kadang ingin sendiri. Sampai kini ku tak tahu pasti, aku hanya bisa bermimpi.
Layang-layang dapat terbang tinggi, namun sesekali goyah dan ia jatuh lagi. Apa mungkin ku temui kunci di hati yang kan ungkapkan segalanya satu saat nanti.
Kadang-kadang ingin pergi, kadang ingin sendiri. Sampai kini ku tak tahu pasti, aku hanya bisa bermimpi.
Bermimpi
nanti, aku hanya bisa bernyanyi dalam hati.
Boy Songs Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Well, listener, I'm so sure that you are still, you still have much spirit, and even you are still loyal in listening to our program only on Indonesia today. Well, especially for all Muslims today who are still conducting or who are still doing your fasting, I hope that you are still strong and even stronger than before, and you still have such power. That means you are powerful in implementing daily activities during the holy month of Ramadan. Wherever you are who are doing fasting, just keep it mind, just keep the faith and keep your mind in only in doing anything, in doing your daily activities. Just this must be based on the God's willing. That means that when you try to do fasting, and it is also based on the instruction from the Almighty, God is the Almighty, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that means that you are still as pious and still follow the instruction, and even all kind of activities during holy month of Ramadan. Just do your best, just make it as simple as possible, just make it as easy way in doing the activities. Just this also as a charity during holy month of Ramadan. Well, talking about a wise word, we have also another that it is also, but it is now from Muhammad Nasir. Muhammad Nasir is an Indonesian scholar, fighter, politician, and religious figure. He said that to reach something, one must fight for it. Like picking coconut on the tree, you don't wait it fall first, like a ripe durian. Muhammad Nasir, as an Indonesian scholar, fighter, politician, and religious figure, was the prime minister in the era of 1950 up to 1951. The Basyumi organization figure and freedom fighter. He was known for his politeness, intelligence, modesty, care, and persistence. Yes, he is known for his politeness, intelligence, modesty, care, and persistence.
apa adanya.
Corner presents a traditional song from Jakarta entitled Mars Betawi. The song Mars Betawi was composed by Kojek, a Betawi musician who often combines hip-hop and gambang kromong, Betawi's typical music. The song is a tribute to Benyamin Sueb, a legendary Betawi or native Jakarta artist. In addition, the song with Betawi dialect lyrics tells the story of the great Betawi artist who was successful as a singer and movie star. The song Mars Betawi also advises the younger generation to continue preserving Betawi culture because the late Benyamin Sueb had done during his lifetime. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song Mars Betawi by Kojek. Happy listening.
Benyamin FM mampu dekatkan adik, tapi kita penerus.
Kampung rezeki kote, lahirnya di pusat kota Jakarta. 5 Maret 39, berojolnya di Kemayoran. Anak bontot, banyak saudare, hobinya emang demen bercande. Dari kecil usil dan jahil, tapi orangnya emang terampil. Jadi penyanyi gambang, pemain film, semua dilakonin biar budaya Betawi di demenin. Benyamin
emang budek agak adek, tapi kita penerus.
Dari nulis lagu jadi pemain film, terkenal gak berlagu tetap orangnya kalem. Dapat 2 piala citra, penghargaan luar biasa. Lagu-lagunya banyak, udah pasti enak-enak. Hujan gerimis aja, jambang dan si pitung, ampe nangke lande, biang kerok yang beruntung. Jadi babenya sidul, cita-citanya bisa nyampe. Ayo Betawi ngumpul, yuk terusin perjuangannya.
Memang budek kakak adik, tapi kita penerusnya. Budaya Betawi kagak bakal mati lestari ampe luar negeri.
Potong kue-kuenya onde-onde, rame-rame sambil ngegorosin bete. Dari nyam tue ampe nyam mude, yuk same-same lestari budaya kita ya. Jangan ampe kaget.
Benyamin emang udah kagak ade, tapi kita penerusnya. Budaya Betawi kagak bakal mati lestari sampai luar negeri. Benyamin emang udah kagak ade, tapi kita
I take this herbal drink not only now. The first time I gave birth, I took this herbal drink. It's been a long time, but I continue drinking it from vendors. I'd have a special mixture just made from glitter, galangal, turmeric, and betel leaf. That was Canang, a woman from Bogor, who has been living in Jakarta for long. Although living in a big city like Jakarta, the 54-year-old woman believes that drinking herbal medicine is very important for maintaining health. The habit of drinking herbal medicine derived from her parents, and she is still doing it up to now. Not only limited to healthcare, Canang even believes herbs can cure certain diseases. Yes, in my village, a lot of my relatives drink this herbal drink. When they just give birth to a baby, they always take herbal drink. In fact, if my children are unwell, having allergies or nausea, I tell them to take some herbal drink from the vendor. Their father also likes it. As far as I know, turmeric has many efficacies, very good to cure indigestion and leukorrhea. I'd say it is not only for spices or seasoning when you cook something. When anybody asks me to make a herbal drink, I always grind some head of turmeric. Thank God, it always works. Along with the passage of time, advances in science and technology seem to eclipse people's belief on the efficacy of traditional or herbal medicine, as disclosed by Mrs. Audi. Yes, it seems good. People in Indonesia have known about herbal medicine since a long time ago. But I myself, I'm not a fan of herbal medicine. I mean those sold by vendors who carry the bottles around, because I doubt about the hygiene. So if I want to take it, a simple herbal drink like a mixture of turmeric and tamarind, I'll make it myself. But I have more confidence on herbal drinks or medicines manufactured in big factories, probably because the cleanliness is well controlled. People in the past did not have many drugs, only the ancient medicines, the traditional herbal. So they had to look for medicines from nature, mostly in the forest. People in the past didn't have many drugs, only the ancient medicines, the traditional herbal. So they had to look for medicines from nature, mostly in the forest. So, since when have people begun to recognize and use Indonesian traditional herbs or herbal medicines? Is it an influence from other nations? Paulus Pangka, public relations of a large herbal medicine industry in Indonesia, located in Semarang, said.
Before the Chinese came, Majapahit Kingdom and other kingdoms in Indonesia had already used traditional medicine to cure illness and wound. Also to make the queens look more beautiful, they used traditional medicines, herbs.
The developing of traditional herb in Indonesia could not separate it from abundance of natural wealth owned by the country.
Indonesia has a lot of herbs and plants with best efficacious remedy. In the case of any illness, these plants will definitely be used. Many herbs have special efficacy to cure the illness.
It takes a very long process from generation to generation to get herbal formula, as we find today, Paul explains.
The first was through a dream or revelation. A lot happened in Indonesia or Asia. In general, one could treat the deceased because he was prompted or informed in his dream that he is treating the deceased with certain tongues. The second is the behavior of the animals. We, the example of an animal, if it is having difficulty to defecate, then it will eat some grass and the grass turns beneficial to smooth littering. The third is forms or behavior of plants. There are plants in Kalimantan which if planted in the fertile soil, it will not grow at all, but if it is planted in a stone, it will grow up well. The plant turned out to be beneficial for kidney or gallstones, and the fourth is modern technology. So mix them all. Whether the dream can be proven scientifically, then the shape of the plant and animal behavior, as said earlier, go to the lab and do some research about it to find out whether it is actually useful, because not all beneficial to human life. There is definitely a certain substances that are useful for the human body.
Although using products rooted in indigenous cultures of Indonesia, according to Paul, to date, herbal drinks or medicines are only consumed in certain part of the country.
This jamu is circulating mostly in Java and Sumatra. For instance, it has not entered my hometown in Flores yet. Our population is big, 240 million. If everybody takes herbal drink, no need to actually go abroad because our domestic consumers are still quite plenty.
It turns out that the current world developments does not necessarily make people live traditional formula. In fact, since the last few years, many people have been using traditional medicine, or more popularly known as herbal medicines, that are considered more natural. Head of the National Commission for Herbal Medicine Scientification, the Ministry of Health, Dr. Siswanto, said,
jamu itu kan istilah untuk obat herbal, tapi yang asli Indonesia kan itu namanya jamu.
Jamu is the term for original Indonesian herbal medicine. Yes, it is called jamu. In other countries like in Malaysia, there is also Malaysian herbal medicine. In China, it is called traditional Chinese medicine. It means Chinese herbal medicine. So it's pretty much the same. They have herbal-based remedies or medicines. Every country also considers herbal medicines differently. Such as in the United States, for example, they are just incorporated in food supplement, so it is not in the FDA jurisdiction. Then in Europe, some herbal or traditional medicine is taken care by the FDA.
Herbal itu ada sebagian yang diurus oleh artinya dalam jurisdiksi FDA.
People in Indonesia have been consuming traditional herbal medicine for generations. Then, how is jamu when viewed from the health or medical side? Siswanto explains.
Jamu yang dalam pengertian tradisional itu kan sudah banyak dipakai di
jamu in the traditional sense has been widely used for generations to maintain health and to treat minor ailments, and it should remain that way. And we always maintain that culture. But on the other hand, if you want to use for health care in terms of medical jamu that can be used by doctors, it should have a scientific evidence as said earlier. All doctors certainly have their criterion for therapeutic modality in this herbal medicine. Therefore, jamu that can be used is the one that has already had evidence and been clinically tested.
In order that jamu can be used widely in the community with a quality that can be accounted for, the policymakers have made some effort as described by Siswanto.
Pertama kita mencoba.
First we tried to construct the body of knowledge, a sort of knowledge tree on Indonesian traditional medicines, which actually are rather different from modern medicines. So from there we then formulated methodology to commit some sort of specific clinical task for herbal medicine, which is slightly different from modern medicine. Because modern medicine is a single, say paracetamol, it contains paracetamol only. Yes, but jamu consists of various herbs, right, mixed with different types of plants. Each plant also contains a lot of components. That's why we set up a different method of clinical tests. Through empirical evidence in our people, we conduct the clinical tests of phase 2 and 3. We have done two formulas that have been clinically tested. First, herbal medicine for gout, then the second is the formula for lowering blood pressure or hypertension. The research has not only been done by the Herbal Certification Agency, but also by other research institutions such as universities and others.
It is not impossible that jamu, as an ancestral heritage of Indonesia, can be combined with modern medical treatment.
Cita-cita kita, jamu ini mau kita angkat, makanya ada program namanya Santika.
Our ideals, we want to lift up this jamu. So there is a program called Santification Herbal Medicine, right? Well, in the future, this jamu can actually go through two ways. Jamu that has, say, clinical evidence that can treat up to phase 3 clinical tests, and then the POM agency agrees. Well, it could go in the medical world, but jamu within the traditional sense, that is, to maintain health and so on, will be directed towards jamu for maintaining health. We are working to build a separate profession from physicians or medical profession called on traditional Indonesian penyehat or healer or health care. This is still an idol and ambition.
Although it is still limited, the development of herbal medicine in the country has been making progress. Siswanto once again said.
Tadi sudah saya sampaikan bahwa
I told you this jamu does not have any such evidence yet. The doctors would mind if they are being asked to use it directly. To make such a breakthrough, now traditional medicine clinics have been opened in various hospitals which allow herbal medicines, but still within the framework of research. So it's called research-based service. What does it mean? Well, use herbal medicine if you want, but please, it is still in the corridor of research. And this already exists in several hospitals in Indonesia, particularly hospitals under the health ministry.
Setiap tangan yang tak pernah bisa hilang walau sekejap, ingin selalu dekat denganmu dengan hati berpisah, lalu dalam bersamamu setiap saat. Jangan lupa like, share, dan subscribe.
about traditional beverage from all over Indonesia is never ending. One of them is the traditional Riau beverage, which has a unique name, namely Es Laksamana Mengamuk, which roughly translated means the outraged admiral. Even though the name is a little scary and strange, the Riau specialty is very, very fresh. It is actually an ice drink made from coconut milk combined with sugar and quenny mango. Es Laksamana Mengamuk is often seen during weddings and in the fasting months. When the weather is scorching hot, drinking it will make you feel refreshed. It is said that this typical Riau beverage is not only very refreshing, but also good for digestion. The high fiber content of quenny fruit can prevent constipation and other digestive disorders. Vitamin A contained in it is also good for your eyes and endurance. Quenny fruit is also able to meet daily iron needs.
Tak pernah ada habisnya. Benar. Voice of Indonesia.
From Indonesia to the world.
Here is the news. The Bali Provincial Government issued Circular Letter Number 7 of 2025 containing new regulations for foreign tourists on Monday. Bali Governor Wayan Koster stated in Denpasar that the circular outlines obligations, prohibitions, and sanctions for foreign tourists. He earlier noted that a similar circular was released in 2023, but due to evolving circumstances during his 1.5-year hiatus as governor, some aspects had to be streamlined along the way. Investment and Downstreaming Minister Rosan Perkasa Ruslani has expressed confidence that the newly announced members of the Danantara Investment Management Agency will contribute to efforts to improve the Indonesian economy. He is confident that these individuals bring trust. If Danantara is led by figures with strong reputations, this agency will signal positive changes in Indonesia's economy, ultimately benefiting all Indonesian citizens. That's the news.
coba menahani aku berlabuh terdampar di karunia satu sisi dunia di muka bumi tersaji indah ku ingin rasakan cinta. Selalu tercipta mendekat diriku hanya usung sahaja kurang bagi ramah katakan mulai usang kau yang ku mohon ku ingin rasakan cinta. Yang tersisa bakal tiupkan laku ke dunia aku sesali mungkin ku tangisi ku ingin rasakan cinta. Walau pun mengari menanti jawabmu akan pernah usai cintaku padamu. Terima kasih.